Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The final update today in our three-part series on the recent study analyzing investments by the State Ag Development Board. UK economist Allison Davis helped in that effort, which generally found a yield of $2 for every $1 invested. She felt that was very conservative, and much positive impact is yet to be felt.
That's always an issue when you're doing an evaluation, is recognizing that the investments that have been made in the last few years will only begin to show in a couple of years from now. Fortunately, the Kentucky Beef Network, who's been working with beef producers, all livestock producers all across the state, have already been doing really good work. But we anticipate that the true impacts from some of these projects might not be for another 5 to 10 years from now.
They analyzed $200 million of investments, did on-site visits where some $55 million went onto the farm. She noted that some of that went into such things as yield improvements, but was somewhat surprised with the level of on-farm product development.
And I thought most of those investments paid off. And I think because of that, there have been new markets and new products that have emerged that would not have before. And I just was unaware of that. And I think probably most Kentuckians would be unaware of the innovation at the farm level as well.
A synopsis of the study is available online at agpolicy.ky.gov. We'll be right back.
Hey Wildcat fans, this is Coach Matthew Mitchell. Tis the season to entertain and enjoy the great food and camaraderie of this special time of year. Are you tired of the same old turkey each year? Consider expanding your holiday menu to include an easy-to-prepare, delicious beef roast. Add a twist to an old favorite by adding a savory rub or a new sauce to surprise and delight family and guests. For holiday roasting recipes, check out beefitswhatsfordinner.com, brought to you by Kentucky's Beef Farmers.
That Ag Development Fund impact study was commissioned by the Governor's Office of Ag Policy, which oversees the fund, to get a scientific measurement of the program from 2007 through 2014. UK economist Allison Davis noted that some projects were a bit risky, but by design, if they failed, the fund took the hit, not farmers.
And in some instances, there were some failures, and that's a big lesson that didn't cost a lot of money to learn. The ones that didn't do well weren't huge investments. But I think they're great. It's great to see what those lessons were, and that in and of itself may have saved agriculture and saved producers a lot of money in the long run.
Other economists on the study team included Richard Maurer, James Mansfield, Chandler Purdom, Karen Fawcett, and James Allen IV. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on Farm Bureau Radio Network.